When we talk about governance, what is it? And in talking about fiduciary duties, this is what the directors are supposed to be doing. This is what they're acting, how they are acting as directors. Governance is the way that an organization is controlled by the people who run it. I look at this as having two parts to governance. There's the legal aspect, which are the legal requirements, what the law requires the governing authority to do. And then there's the functional governance of how the governing authority acts for the corporation. So we're going to look at those two parts. And both parts have both state law and federal income tax law provide rules regarding governance of a nonprofit corporation. Just time constraints and everything else. Today, I'm only going to focus on the state law aspects, in particular the rules under the Texas Business Organizations Code. In Texas, the governing authority for a nonprofit corporation is called the Board of Directors. Section 22.202 of the Texas of the TBOC provides that the affairs of the corporation are managed by the Board of Directors. In this context, managed means oversight. I mean, directors are not responsible for the operation of the nonprofit corporation, and this is a key point. This oversight versus operational is a critical difference and should be remembered when advising a director of a nonprofit or the board of a nonprofit corporation. A frequent question I get is whether it's better to be called a board of directors or board of trustees. Board of trustees sounds better, I guess, or just differentiates itself from a for-profit context. The TBOC says you can call the governing authority whatever name you want to call it as long as it's appropriate.